is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people over at JulieLand.com. As always, I am joined by the biggest stoner in Los Angeles, Mr. Richard Avery.
Not even close.
No?
I'm into coke, okay? There's a big difference. So, give me an eight ball, I'm a happy guy. Fuck the weed.
Okay. I'm more of a stoner. I mean, I've done a little bit of that. So today's episode, we came up just kind of off the top of our heads. Because we're like that. We're going to do a weed episode. And so today, my guests are the mumbling person in the background, Miss Janice Griffith.
That is me mumbling in the background. Hello, hello.
And I have another photographer in the house today. I'm feeling a little, intimidated, but I have Mr. Stills by Allen.
What's up?
Hey. So
he sounds so excited.
He sounds very excited. So
Calm down.
Let's go with 3/4 of the people in this room would say that they smoke weed on more than a weekly basis. Let's go with that. Mr. Avery.
I'm
you're out of
there. I'm like once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah, about that.
Hourly.
Okay. So Ms. Griffith, hourly.
Well, yeah. I have really bad anxiety and it is the only thing that helps with it. Like I've tried mood stabilizers and Xanax and all that makes me a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And weed just sort of makes me less uncomfortable.
And this is what you told the doctor to get your card?
No, that's what the doctor recommended. And then actually, when I came to California, I could do it legally. So it was awesome.
Well, there we go.
I'm actually a person that needs medicinal marijuana.
My doctor said the same
Crazy.
Thing.
Crazy.
Mr. Allen, what do we got?
I got my medical marijuana card by telling them I stubbed my toe and it hurt really bad.
And how is
Way
your
toe?
Way
to take away from the legitimacy.
It's better now, but I think I still need continued treatment.
I did get my card from Doc 420, but...
Me too.
God. Doc 420, a special sponsor of...
I don't know.
With the Mo. So I'm going to... I'll start off with first weed story. I would go with... I was probably about Janice's age, about 18, 19, up in Seattle, and a roommate, I was in art school, a roommate said, hey, you want to try this? I was in art school. He said, you want to give this a try? And I was like, okay. And so I ended up smoking an entire bowl out of a bong.
Wow.
And didn't feel anything. No. Sometimes the first time you don't feel it.
So yeah, you don't. So, sometimes. Wait. It depends.
So I smoke another
and then
full
you will
bowl.
Get high.
I was fucking high, freaking out. Had to go back down to my apartment, freaking out, trying to get into my place and hiding from security guards. I was paranoid. And it was a great time, and I smoked weed quite a bit through college. You know, it was
it's
a good
when you
time.
Do.
Smoke the weed.
I could totally see Mo acting like that the first time he smoked weed, by the way.
When was your first time?
I was in the 8th grade.
Oh, God.
3 weeks ago.
Every guy here just literally put his head down and just face palmed. But I was 13 and I was with my friend Brittany and we wanted to smoke some pot. So we went to my friend's cousin and she sold us a bag and we rolled it up in a joint and we got so stoned. And like at first we were like, why aren't we getting high? And then we just got the giggles and it was a lot of fun. We smoked in my bedroom at my mom's house. It was funny.
And then we had a pillow fight in our panties.
And then we made out.
I was 13.
That's okay. When you have
Come
pillow
on,
fights.
Guys.
And your first time?
Mine was a little bit dramatic. I was young. I was in high school. I was older high school, though. I was maybe like a junior or a, what does that put me, 17-ish,
yeah.
You know? And I was like a total square. I'd never done anything. And I started going to all these like rave parties, which were very like popular back in the 90s. And I started hanging out with these people. And I was like the straight edge guy for a while. And then I went to a buddy of mine's birthday that lived like loosely in my neighborhood, like walking distance, you know? And these guys like came up with a plan and they made me smoke weed. And then when I wasn't looking, they gave me, I think it was like mushroom tea or something.
Oh my
so
God.
They just like ushered
when
me
I
in.
Wasn't looking.
When I wasn't looking.
Or when I was already like kind of stoned or whatever. So they basically just kind of like ushered me into like the whole like psychedelic revolution. Like
dragged you in.
Oh,
yeah.
I love psychedelics.
All go. And then from there on in, I was totally into it, dude. I was like into psychedelics. I was into weed. I was into whatever, you know, I was like into the rave parties. And you know.
Then it was
yeah, it was great, dude.
And he's all, next thing glow sticks. Like a week later, he's like, got glow sticks.
And exactly. Furry boots. Like
that was not a very inaccurate description.
So what you're saying, though, is then weed was the gateway drug for you.
It was.
For me personally, but it wasn't a very long tunnel in the gateway. It was kind of like...
You did it because you did it.
Yeah, but
It wasn't that you were chasing a high that weed gave you.
Yeah, no, it wasn't so much like I kind of ramped up from one to the other. I just, went from being like, I don't like drugs to, drugs aren't that bad.
Yeah, my thing was...
I'd love to clarify.
I didn't smoke pot till I was 30.
Oh, there you go.
But...
The year was 1968.
That was Woodstock. But I did a shitload of everything before that. I was doing ecstasy, coke, lewds were my favorite thing in the world.
On the same note, though, nose drugs never agreed with me.
Yeah. I love coke. I admit it. I'm not going to deny it. I love coke.
So how was Studio 54? Did you go? No, seriously.
Me and Mick Jagger were hanging out. Chilling. I was making out with David Bowie.
Oh my
no,
God.
But I
love David Bowie.
I always tell people, like, it's so funny, though. I kind of went backwards. I went hard and then kind of got into weed.
I mean, I played around with other drugs in my 30s. When I got into porn, I started hanging out with the younger group, and I kind of lived my 20s and my 30s, and so I did that. But I mean, weed has always just kind of been a mainstay. I used to be a heavy stoner, and then I backed off, and then I didn't do it for a while, and then it's like I would say I'm a few times a week.
Right.
It's a lot less than I used to, but not as much as.
So now that weed is legal in a couple states and semi-legal here, medical marijuana, all that stuff like that, does that do you feel like it makes you want to then smoke more pot, or do you feel like, it's not as bad. Now I can get it whenever I want, and I don't need to.
I miss my weed dealer.
Okay.
Honestly,
I don't.
I mean, I liked the whole experience.
I love that I could buy it in a store. I could get it delivered with my credit card.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It warms my fucking soul.
But you didn't have to deal with the old school before it was completely, where you have to go to your dealer's house.
Yeah. I do remember that. I lived in New York.
Yeah, I'm with Janice, dude. That was lame, dude. It's way better.
Your dealer
now.
Was always 2 hours late.
Yeah. And
no, I had to go to her house.
Weed time.
Which kind of weed do I want? Do I want the Blue Dream? No. Do I want the green crack? Do I want the OG Kush? Whatever they gave you, dude.
And you had so many choices.
Yeah.
And edibles.
Far superior.
Edibles
situation.
Weren't just like I made brownies this week.
You should have seen what it was like in the 70s.
You bought bags of oregano.
You bought a lid, first of all. I don't even know how big a lid is in the compared to today, but you bought a lid, which was a whole huge baggie filled of really crappy shit. But it was like a whole lid, man. It was like $20 for a lid.
Pulling out stems.
It's like
and
buying
seeds.
Shake.
And
yeah.
I smiled.
It's like buying a bag of shake.
I don't know if I could go
or
back
trim.
To the old ways, man.
I went to Florida.
Of weed I like, you know? Like, I don't. Well, Florida's got the crippies. I'm not even
Do you guys like to smoke?
No,
How do
I
you
went
like,
to Florida.
What's your best favorite way to smoke it?
That's a good question.
Dutch Masters.
Really?
What is that?
A Dutch Master is a type of blunt wrap.
Oh,
it's
God.
From the East Coast. I'm from New York. And, like, Swishers are about 4 or 5 inches long and, like, not very thick. They're not cigar size. They're cigarillos. But Dutch Masters or Games or White Owl, like blunts extra sized, are actual cigar sized. And you have to unwrap the outer leaf and then split the middle, gut it, and then wrap the inner leaf, which is like a Swisher, and then wrap the outer leaf around it. So it's really like rolling a cigar with weed in it.
But you're getting tobacco and weed.
You're getting a tobacco leaf.
Which is still tobacco.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm smoking a spliff in a blunt.
Yeah, but you're still smoking tobacco.
Yeah, but I smoke cigarettes occasionally, so I'll live.
How do you like to smoke?
She's a rebel.
I, too, am from the East Coast. I'm born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts, so I, too,
agree. We will hold that against you.
Masshole.
Exactly.
I am a born and raised masshole, for sure. Blunts are my favorite, but they're obviously, like, if I smoke too many blunts, I start getting, like, a cough and whatever, so my mainstay is my Volcano Digital that I bought back
best.
Around the time I met Mo, so I've had that thing for freaking ever. It was expensive.
What does that do?
Volcano vape.
It's a vaporizer, so what it does is it's like basically an industrial strength hair dryer, and it passes extremely hot air over the weed, and the active ingredients melt and mix with the air, but the branches.
The THC gets vaporized at a high temperature, but the weed doesn't burn.
So supposedly it's a healthier way of consuming weed.
No, it is 100% healthier because it's not smoke, it's vapor. It's just THC vapor because the weed, if your vaporizer is in fact, a vaporizer, the weed should come out unburned. It should just come out like a little bit toasty and still green.
And how do you smoke it?
Well, I do have to say that my first experience with a volcano was
amazing.
Well, it was actually with Alan at his place, and I tried it out, and it is by far the best way to smoke weed. Now, I, again, hanging out with the younger generation, all the girls, I want to smoke a blunt. And I look at that and go, bullshit, I don't give a fuck. I'll smoke out of a bong, maybe a pipe, but if it's, I don't want to sit there and hold something. I want to be able to get a little bit cleaner smoke, so it's a bong or it's a volcano or a vaporizer of some sort. But yeah, no, the volcano is highly, highly recommended.
Well, a joint.
The thing with blunts and joints is that they're a social smoke. Like, you pass the blunt. It's rare that I smoke a blunt by myself unless I'm like in the bathtub or like in a very scenic place.
When you're in this bathtub, is there water in the bathtub with you?
Yes, there is water in the bathtub. I take bubble baths with blunts, and I just like watch Netflix or listen to music. It's very relaxing. Mm. Just hot box.
You know what I just got as a gift 2 weeks ago?
From blowjob.
Better than that. Serena Blair gave me a vaporizer, the little small ones, little thin ones, little pins. She gave me one with oil.
Those are good.
Those are so good. I'm
afraid to try it out. She gave me, it was because of my back pain. She's like, here, this will help you. And I was like, okay. And for 2 weeks, I've been staring at it. And she's like, you got to try it. I'm afraid to. I don't want to try it.
That's funny.
Now, I have my bong right here.
Oh, God. Jesus, she brought it with her. I actually, going from smoking, I tried the oh, my God. We're actually looking at a bong at the table that is.
No, where's the fucking... The top,
we are not video-based, so it's a very glass-cool-looking device.
It's a small oil rig.
She's even got the
metal
nail for, like...
yeah, and my dome's in the bag, I have my dabber, and I have wax.
Why do you carry that around with you?
I didn't. I just had it because I'm going to a friend's later.
A friend,
wink, wink.
I feel another panty party coming on.
A guy friend, and she's going to have a party.
Edibles.
I haven't tried those yet.
I'm not an edible person. I found that I wasn't really as in control. My birthday a couple years ago.
I understand.
No, like I know when I smoke weed, I know how much I smoke. I know the feeling that I have right then. And for my birthday, I decided I was going to get a brownie. And I was going to a friend's dinner party thing that just happened to fall on my birthday.
Oh, no, brownies knock you right out.
Well, they knew me from coming in all the time, but didn't know that I'd never done a brownie and didn't tell me I should only eat a quarter of this. And I ended up eating the whole brownie.
And you were just like, whoa.
No. Hallucinating at dinner. And I guess at some point in time around 11 o'clock, I got up, fell asleep in my friend's kid's bed.
Wow.
Yeah, like out. I woke up at like 7 in the morning, still high as fuck. I was 24 hours. I was high for 24 hours. It was a miserable experience, and I don't intend on doing it again.
That's the same thing. The last time I got stoned with a bong.
Can't hang, Mo.
2 years ago. 2 years ago, I think it was. 3 years ago, I got stoned on a bong and I got sick. I literally got sick.
Oh.
And I passed out. And
I
then
would like
I woke,
to explain why
I woke
that
up
happens.
The next day and I was like, I'll never do that again. And ever since then, I haven't done it.
When that happens, it's because you swallow the smoke.
It goes into your stomach.
Yeah, and it makes you really sick. So you just have to.
You know
burp
about
it
swallowing,
out.
Right?
I do know about swallowing because spitters are quitters.
There we go. Alan, how you feel about edibles?
I'm not as big of a fan. There was a point. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll get my nice close to the mic. I'm not as big of a fan. There was a point when I decided to go on like a health kick or whatever. And I'm like, gotta stop smoking so much weed. I'm fucking my lungs up. So I tried to switch to edibles. It's just really not the same thing.
And, it's a body high. Yeah. And you feel smushed, and it's more of a, this is what I'm going to do before I want to go to bed.
It's very lethargic. I'm a very like, what's the word? A functional stoner. Like I'll smoke like the sativa and I'll go shoot. I'll
awake.
Go work. I'll go be on my computer. And I found that to be a very non-functional high.
I concur. Like I'll only eat edibles when I don't have too much to do or when I know that I can take a couple minutes to like laze around.
Do you like to smoke before you do a scene?
Yes, I smoke every morning because I have really bad anxiety and I can't be a person.
I've really been. Maybe if you stop smoking, you find out that you really don't have anxiety.
No, I do have anxiety.
How do you know? You've already smoking.
No, because I had anxiety. I had anxiety before I was smoking weed.
Tie her up, take her bong away, and we'll watch her detox and watch her go crazy.
Well, would you rather me be on a bunch of weird pills? that I had to have to take every day to deal with anxiety.
I like those weird pills. Be nice.
I like weird pills.
Yeah, I know. And they're awful for me because they made me really sick. I couldn't function. I didn't have feelings. I was a zombie. And weed made me not have anxiety. And I'm also happier. And the world is a great place to live.
Maybe that's why I look grumpy on set all the time, is because of the medication I'm on. Because everybody thinks that I just look like I'm miserable all the time.
It could be.
It could be the medication.
That it made me, I had no
or
feelings.
Maybe it,
I really
maybe
did have no feelings.
You're
it works for
just
some
really
people.
Miserable because you're working with a bunch of idiots.
I'm just a miserable person in general. Is that what it is? Yeah. I think that's a possibility.
I'm just saying.
Now, work, you smoke weed. Alan, how about you? You mentioned, do you smoke before sets?
Sativa.
Well, no, I generally only smoke sativa for the most part. But it depends on what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. If it's like a photo shoot, and it's strictly a photo shoot, yeah, you know. If it's video, because it's a little newer to me and I still need a little bit more concentration, probably not. And if I'm directing, almost definitely not.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I actually made that rule years ago. I've smoked after set with you a couple times on different shoots.
That's a different story.
But before,
when you don't
have
work to do,
I don't smoke on set. And I've had people, like, even when I shoot my own POV stuff, like, I'll have a girl come over and go, "Oh, are you cool with me smoking some weed?" Knowing that I'm a stoner. And it's like, no. I can't have you smoking before the scene because it's POV. And when you watch it, your eyes are huge on the screen because it's right there. All I'm going to see is bright red eye. Oh, you're right.
Well, that's a different matter entirely, and I think that's a pretty relevant topic to bring up, is can girls smoke weed and do their scenes?
It is all – it's different based upon the girl, their tolerance, how they're feeling that day, if they ate that day, if they got enough sleep, how if their eyes get red. Because personally, my eyes don't get red. I just get dry, mm-hmm. and my eyes look kind of glazy because I wear contact lenses. But if I don't smoke, I'm worse – like, I don't get high before my scene. I'll just smoke. That way it's in my system and my anxiety is under control. But I wouldn't get like, "Hey, yeah, we could totally like fuck now, right?" Like, I wouldn't be like that
if
before
we
a scene.
If we only had video of that, that was awesome. So, Mr. Avery, how about you? Do you ever smoke weed? On shooting,
are we gonna smoke a bowl after this, guys?
Let's
no.
talk about what Richard thinks about models who smoke weed. Cause I think
yes,
that's a more
I would love
topic.
To hear about that.
You've obviously shot your fair share of models, Richard. What do you think? I mean, I know I've seen girls in Julie Land get ups that I know won't even shoot without smoking.
My rule is simple with Julie Land is that it's sharing is caring. and that no matter what, it's because I've gotten in trouble with this through other people and in the industry. I tell girls, you can do what you want to do as long as you're safe and smart about it and you ask to share, because I don't like people who don't share. It doesn't mean I'm going to say it, but you got to ask.
I totally understand.
You gotta ask.
I always offer.
Does anybody, there's nothing worse than a girl who brings an eight ball and is like fucking doing lines in front of me and doesn't say, "Do you want some?" I'm like, what the fuck? But no, I'm okay with girls smoking weed as long as it doesn't fuck up what we're doing or doesn't really kind of get in the way. It's like, I always tell people, I don't care about, I just want to make great art. So at the end of the day,
as long as you can handle it. Because yeah. I've met some girls that they took a couple hits and they were like asleep. But with me, I take a couple hits and
I mean,
you're like, wow,
she drank a Red Bull. Like I said,
I'm
told through numerous people that I have a reputation for girls. You have to do drugs to be on Julie Land. And I always say my rule is simple. You don't have to do anything. It's if you want to, it's okay. It's just that you got to be smart. And nobody ever leaves the studio driving drunk or stoned. And that's why girls, I won't let them. I just always tell people, I just don't want that. That's what I'm saying. I'm all about drug use, alcohol, all that stuff. I'm all about having a good time.
About drug use.
But be smart about it.
Well, I go back to always this is, you know, it's not our job on, you know, if it's a photo shoot, if it's something like that, it's not our job to sit there and completely babysit somebody. If they're a consenting adult, if they do the thing, if there's no sex, if it's just a photo shoot and you want to go off and have a drink, great, go for it. You want to smoke some weed? Okay, cool. You want to go do a line of coke? Fine. I'm not going to sit there. But again, I'm going to monitor and make sure that you're not leaving wherever I am. But
I just don't like girls who just overdo it, and then you get past the point of it being fun, turns into just being a mess.
Oh yeah, if it's just a train wreck,
wasting our time and.
But where I go to is it's not like it's just porn or just photography or just anything. Go look at musicians. Go look at any rock band. They survive off of drugs and alcohol and do
I've
their
never
thing.
Done, I've never done that, so I don't know.
You've never done that?
No.
God, no,
I cannot
survive off of drugs and alcohol. Weed just makes life tolerable.
But I do believe that, like I said, it's all about sharing. And I don't care. Like, I always tell girls, like, do whatever you want. The first time I shot Aiden was rolling on ecstasy the first time I shot her. And what did I get mad about was I found out the day afterwards and she said, sorry about that. I was like, you were amazing. And I said, well,
you didn't share.
Exactly, because I would have rolled with her. I love ecstasy. Is my favorite thing in the world. I would have rolled all day long with her, and we have, and since. But it's you got to ask, hey, everybody, I got some drugs. You want to have any? You want to share? That's
sure.
What you have to do.
Yeah, my roommate doesn't smoke weed, but I do. And every time I smoke, I offer. Every time. One time she ate a pop cookie. She ate a hash cookie. And she was so high, like walking from her bedroom to the kitchen, like, do we have any more cookie butter? It was the best thing ever. It was so funny.
What do you do about when you shoot girls? Do you care?
That's actually become quite a topic of quite a relevant topic to me this year because I've taken on the webyoung.com site. So there's a lot of teenagers. Teenagers like to do drugs. More than that, it's a lot of new girls. And
it's a different generational thing, too.
Well, yeah, but it's also like girls who are new to performing. But, you know what I mean?
And they don't know how to handle it. Or they're like, yeah, this is what everyone does. And I'm just...
Sometimes it's like you said, to get rid of the nerves. Like, I need to get take a couple hits and feel better about it.
But people need to understand what their body can handle and how they're going to behave when they're under the influence of whatever it is that they're taking. If you can do your shit and handle it, that's fine. And more power to you. But just don't compromise a shoot because you're all working together. Like, if you mess up, everyone messes up.
Yeah. Yeah, I pretty much agree with Janice on that one. Like, that's kind of my policy is I'll let girls do whatever they want. You want to go sneak off, smoke weed, that's cool. You come back, you do a good scene, I'll book you again. You want to go off and smoke weed and you come back and you just sit there and you can't follow directions and you can't keep up with what's going on, then I'm not going to book you again. Mm-hmm.
Can't smoke weed and do a shoot. And
What I hate more than anything is this day and age is when people try to hide shit. God, do I get mad. Like, I'd rather have you come in and fucking pull out your kit and shoot up a heroin, an 8-ball right in front of me than go to the bathroom and try to hide it and be like, I just hate that shit. Like, do it in front of me.
That escalated very quickly.
I don't know if I agree with you on that one.
I couldn't do heroin.
A liability,
No, I'm just saying, like, in general.
Can we talk about the benefits of cannabis, please?
As a drug, but I just hate when people try to hide shit, like, whether it's weed, whatever it is. I just, like, do in this day and age, and I've seen
but
it all.
Weed is very different and actually has so many medicinal qualities.
Yeah, but my point to that was I was making that as an extreme thing. I just don't like people trying to hide shit.
Okay.
I understand that. At this day and age, because 2014. Like, if you can't smoke in front of everybody, like, really?
We're in California, too. Yeah.
To Richard's point, though, I agree with them, and I just want to put a message out to all the performers out there.
Exactly.
When you barricade yourself in the bathroom, you're not fooling anybody.
Anybody, exactly.
Right? When you come out rubbing your nose and sniffling,
I just pictured
we
the
all
NBC,
know.
The more you know.
Yeah, the more
right.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. When you lock yourself in the bathroom for more than half an hour, you're not fooling anyone.
Nice. Okay. I thought I was. I really thought I was. I thought I was fooling everybody.
Richard, we really got to shoot, buddy. Come on. Richard, come on, man. We really got to shoot, buddy. This girl's waiting here.
And you just hear.
Okay. So, one question. Richard Avery,
yes.
Favorite kind of weed? Actual name brand?
I don't even know them, but
strain.
I don't know anything.
Nothing? Mr. Allen?
No question. Green crack.
Green Dream. It's a cross strain of Green Crack and Blue Dream.
I have to say that I am also a huge fan of Green Crack, and that is
because... I actually have Green Crack in my backpack right now.
I'm a big fan of Green Crack because of Stills by Allen. He was the first one to introduce me to that and to the dispensary that I got it from. So, okay, guys, I'm assuming somebody here is going to go smoke some weed. Where can we find you guys on the interwebs before you get too high? Allen?
Allen is Stills by Allen on everything.
Thank you, Janice.
So at Stills by Allen, do you have a website?
I do. It's stillsbyallen.com, but it's just a very basic portfolio site that I have not even really... Let's put it this way. I started switching it over to like a new design, and I've been so busy shooting that it's been half finished for over a year now. So, ouch. I mean, really don't even go look at stillsbyallen.com.
go to his Twitter.
It's yeah, the anti-plug. Twitter,
yeah, Stills and by Allen.
Don't look at my website, whatever you do. Allen.
But where you can really see a nice sampling of my work is tumblr.stillsbyallen or whatever, because I'm really
stillsbyallen.tumblr.com.
Thank you very much, Janice. And I have a really nice, I try to keep up with what I'm doing, and you can spend hours on there and see all the photos I've been taking in sequence for the last couple of years.
Very nice. And Ms. Griffith, where can we find you?
I'm the Janice XXX on almost everything except for Tumblr, where I am janicexxx.tumblr.com, and I try to update everything pretty frequently, and my boobs are everywhere, so come check it out.
I'd like to say for the record that Janice's boobs are amazing.
I would agree with that as well. Thank you both for coming in, talking about some of our three-quarter of our favorite topic.
I have so much to say on weed. You need to have me back.
Well, you know what? You should go home and say it.
Oh. No, but Dick.
On that note, my name's Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Moxa, some people like to
blah,
call me.
Blah, blah, blah.
And
blah.
Fuck you, Richard. And you can also check out my blog that is presented by Julie Land, theaveragemo.com. Have a great
Julie
day, guys.
Land, what's that?